iç organları yoktur insanın.
People have no internal organs, but their eyes see, their ears hear, and these things reach the brain. People will see directly without the need for anything. All natural causes will be done away with. For example, a car will run by itself without having an engine or any petrol in it. It will just go by itself. There will be illumination. Things will be illuminated without the sun. The objects in paradise light themselves. The sun is needed in this world, a direct cause, but since there are no such direct causes in the hereafter, things will illuminate themselves in the absence of direct causes. Allah says that fruit and vegetables never decrease in quantity. The moment a piece of fruit is picked, another piece appears. You can eat as much as you like and it will be replaced. Paradise is the abode of happiness.
Allah cennet için hiçbir nefis tatmadı, hiçbir göz görmedi diyor. Yani çok çok şaşırtıcı ve çok...
Allah says of paradise that no earthly desire has tasted and no eye seen it. It's utterly amazing and most beautiful. One of the best features of paradise is that nowhere grows old or fades, and everything is positive. As you know, everything is created with its opposite in this world. Like good and bad, or day and night, in paradise there will be only positive aspects. That's the artistry of Allah. The gate of paradise is uniquely beautiful. You look at the doors of the houses and they are all separately decorated. The chairs have a beauty of their own. So we look at those beauties and give constant thanks to Allah. The human soul burns with love of Allah in paradise. You look at a picture in paradise and you give thanks to Allah. You can even talk to it. You can tell it to turn a bit to the right and it will do so. And if you tell it to bring you a cool drink, it will bring you one. Pour it out, you say, and it will pour it into a glass. Go back to your place, you say, and back it goes. Paradise is very pleasant and entertaining like that. Allah has created it specially to be like that. But in this world, we are bound by direct causes. I cannot bring something to me without stretching my hand out for it. I'm bound by direct causes. Yet it's not my hand that brings it here. Allah creates that in my head. He creates my hand as the direct cause. There are always direct causes here. For instance, were it not for the camera here, they could not see me. But there is no need for cameras in heaven. It is created without direct causes. For example, in paradise, your brother can look and see you. In other words, there is no need for a camera system. For instance, it is enough for him to wish to see someone to see them. The image forms. But here, you have to turn on the television, press the buttons, and there have to be the cameras and lighting. Several direct causes have to be created, and that eliminates our free will. In other words, since we are tested, if we obtained images of everywhere without cameras, everyone would believe, and the test will be lifted. Satellite antenna and cameras are used as instruments, so the test should continue, and people are not visible to us in their homes without satellite antenna and cameras. Images are created as a miracle in every home. Allah creates them as a miracle in every home. He uses the camera and satellite systems as His instruments. He creates them so people will regard the phenomenon as quite normal, though the fact is that images are directly created in everyone's brain. For example, He says, there are such mentions in paradise that people on the inside can see the outside, and those on the outside can see the inside. A mansion made entirely out of crystal, for instance. One day, the messenger said that there are such mansions in paradise that there were no hooks to hold them up and no pillars to prop them up. The people who heard this asked how the inhabitants would enter those mansions. The messenger, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, said they would fly in like birds. But here, of course, we need an engine to fly from one place to another, or a propeller. We need a direct cause. We fly but using vehicles to do so. Those vehicles do not apply in paradise. There is no need for any vehicle. Everything happens by people just thinking of it. Like in a dream, for instance, when we want to fly, we use a plane. We get in a vehicle and go to the airport and board the plane, and we fly by means of the engine of the plane. The plane then lands in Ankara, say. We get our bags and a light. We experience this all very perfectly. We later realize we were asleep and it was all a dream. But the plane there needs no petrol or diesel or anything. That's what paradise is like. This is also the case in this world. For example, I want to drink some tea. It appears that I stretch my hand out for it, though it is actually Allah who brings the cup to my lips. My hand doesn't bring the tea to me. Allah just uses it as a direct cause. It is also Allah who creates the tea in the cup. A person cannot do this. It's a law of Allah, but one that everyone who makes a deep use of his mind can comprehend. Otherwise, a person who becomes caught up with superficial direct causes imagines that everything is the result of such direct causes. He imagines that biscuits come from a factory or meat from the butcher's shop, but Allah creates the meat. It is created at that moment. You imagine it comes from the store, but Allah uses this store as a direct cause. Tables are laid. Allah sets all tables. Tables are set as a miracle, but people are unaware of this because of the direct causes involved. Since these direct causes do not apply in paradise, tables are set all of a sudden, for it forms instantaneously. There are no direct causes involved in an object going from one place to another. For instance, the cars in paradise need no engine and petrol. They just move spontaneously. Cars in this world do need engines and petrol, though. There need to be direct causes for them to move. If cars were to move without engines and petrol, people would no longer enjoy the use of their free wheels and would have to have faith. But since there is no test in paradise, there are no direct causes either. Everything moves of its own accord. People just have to think of it, to imagine it, for it to happen.